Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is okay. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, too. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. Now leave me alone, cause I don't mess with people. Or you gon' need a bulletproof vest to keep you safe from my pride. I'll send you straight up to God. They say I'm crazy, well you better pray that I'm not. Make them disappear like Bermuda. Put the K up to the end like a jeweler. They don't want the gunplay. And I swear they like to call me Lil' Kanye.
Lil' Kanye.
But that ain't no insult to me. Niggas better back in my runway. Go. Take them back to my young day. Since grade walking around with that chip on my shoulder. Every time they see me, they duck, duck, goose. They know I'm an empty that clip when I roll up no flute. Mike Brown, they be yelling, don't shoot. But they literally killing me. Especially when they tell me that I'm almost perfect. All I gotta work on is a little humility.
What?
Please. Being humble for the birds and the bees.
No bugs.
In my chamber of secrets is loaded. And this gun, I'm on the verge to release. I'm squeezing. Who want war, nigga? They don't want that war. I'm squeezing. Who want war, nigga? I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego, it shoot like a desert ego. That's my ego, it shoot like a desert eagle. Squeeze it, who want war, nigga? They don't want that war.
All right, everybody, we back for the second half of this show. I'm going to check through these call lines and see if anybody want in on the topic. The topic of the night is sometimes things are just the way that they are. And we're talking with the youth tonight. The youth seem to have a lot to say. People seemingly not paying attention to them, pushing them to the side, want to spend more time talking about what they're wearing as opposed to what's happening on this planet right now and their roles in it. All right, first call I see on the line, 678-913. Caller, you live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Goddess, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Goddess. Did you want to speak to us or did you just want to listen in?
Well, for now, I'm just listening in, but I do have something to say pretty soon.
Okay, would you like for me to leave your mic open?
Yes.
It's supposed to do some magic to the microphone. I have no idea what I'm doing yet. Y'all, I'm working this thing out. So let's try something. Everybody on the line, can you push one so I can see if any magic happens? Anybody pushing one? Oh, okay. I see. There is a difference. All right. 678-760. What's your name and where you calling from? You live on the air.
Hey, my name is Rachelle.
Hey.
I'm Alana.
How you doing tonight, Rachelle?
I'm okay, just fine.
Okay, good. Did you have something you wanted to say, or you just want to listen in and keep your mic open, or what? I'm kind of open because I don't know what I'm doing other than murdering this switchboard. I am messed.
I would like to keep my mic open in case I do have to say something, because right now I'm lost for words.
Okay, that's cool. So if you push one again, I think that'll take this little thing down. And then when you're ready to speak, just push it again, and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to the next caller, 678-857. You're live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Phase One. 16 years old. I'm back. Coming from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, that's what's up. Hold the line. I'm sure you want to be in on it. Let me check this next caller. 810-458. Is that my co-host?
That's your
phone. Yeah. Amazing. That should have been the first one I opened up. Okay, I got another one. Let's say 678-913.
I'm here.
Okay. I'm dyslexic. All kind of shit happening to me tonight. I know what it is. I ain't got no goofy juice. My co-host is up there at the taco hut. And I'm down here, and I'm sober, my coffee lame, and I can't even talk straight tonight. All right, but the topic tonight we're talking about is sometimes things are just the way that they are. And we left off with on the line, and I think it was another caller out of Michigan that was on the line. I don't know if they're going to join us.
But they were speaking about the youth. And how the adults are seemingly dropping the ball on the youth, but forgetting about the position and role that y'all play
right now. We're not showing you what you're supposed to be doing. We're doing so much talking about what is not being done right. So anyone else want to add to that? No? Okay. Well, I would like to still step in and say, as a parent, you know, I do watch what's going on. I do see what's happening around me with the adults and with the younger people. And I roll with the youth. A lot of the adults, let me just put on record, y'all can go to the edge and jump. Just go all the way to the edge and fall over. You know, and in that way you'll stop breathing the same air that we breathe. You'll stop putting out the same poison that y'all been putting out. Acting like these children don't have a space on this planet that y'all supposed to be preparing for them.
Mm-hmm. That's my strong.
Right.
You know, that's just my take on it. These children that are coming here should have things already in order for them, and they don't have it in order. And the parents are mad because they drug their damn feet.
They didn't do what they were supposed to do, and now they want the children to be superhuman.
I don't think that it's cool.
I'm with the youth, like I said. Off with the adults head.
I have a question.
I have
this
a caller
right
on the line, 770-873. Let me open up your mic. I hear you, Rachel. Give me 1 second. 770-873.
Yep, yep.
Okay, that's what's up. So you did join us.
Yeah,
look, I don't have the hand clap.
Yeah,
I don't have
any
of the gadget buttons yet. So if all y'all can just envision an audience clapping their hands and shit,
hello?
You know what I mean? My bad. I'm bad at it. Okay,
am
I'm listening.
Talking?
I'm back
y'all
to
you.
Rachel wanted to say something. I do hear you. Let me hear what
lady
said.
Okay, are we talking about, like, how we feel about freedom or, like, how we feel like y'all treat us or...
Well, the topic is that sometimes things are just the way that they are. But what the young man was speaking about was how we as adults tend to blame the youth. We talk about the way that you dress. We put everything wrong on your hands. But we don't take responsibility as adults for what we're doing wrong. And that the youth should be the ones that are allowed to lead what's going on. And the adults should, you know, pay attention and follow. But as we know, the majority
be quiet. You know, when
that's
not
how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much whatever you have to add to the topic, it doesn't have to be about this, that sometimes things are just the way that they are.
You wanted to say something about the way that we adults treat the youth?
No, I was just wondering so I can know, so I won't say nothing that, you know, on the topic of somebody. So I just need to know.
I missed the whole question. I'm sorry.
Pay more attention.
I do my retarded children for the summer. They're giving out free lunch over at the church.
One more time
for the short bus with the carpet on the window. The topic of tonight is pink carpet. You can have pink carpet and a brown football helmet. That's how they go well together. The topic is sometimes things are just the way that they are. But we were talking about the youth. It seems to be an interesting topic. I like to hear from the youth because I think that y'all don't get a voice a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And now you have a voice because I'm with it. So what are the adults doing wrong in the eyes of the youth? I want to pose a question to everybody that's on the line.
Okay.
The adults are expecting us to live our life how they lived their life in the past. And even though they be like, nothing has changed since then before, but everything has changed, honestly. Everything you do counts. The way you walk, the way you talk, every little thing counts. Whereas though, like, back in the day, like, it was easy for you to make friends, you know, y'all argue, y'all get over it. But now these days, like, people are losing their life. And then they look at us funny over how we respond to certain things, but it's so different for us. Like, it's way different.
Well, okay. Well, let me say this as, you know, a split brain. You know, I'm level brain. I think we're both sides, right? So I'm going to be youth and adult at this moment. I, too, stood where you stood at one point. And when I spoke to my mom, I used to say, "Oh, Mom, you live back in the olden days. They ain't even have schools when you were old." You know what I'm saying? When you were my age, I used to crack jokes and stuff, you know, thinking that it was just so long ago that she went through this that she couldn't possibly know what I'm dealing with. There's no way that she knows what it's like right now. But being I get older, y'all will see, I'm able to stand in position and say, "Oh, she knew exactly what she was talking about." But from my vantage point then at 19, 20, 21, I could only see as far as my experience had taken me. I didn't know how to process it and comprehend that experience will teach. You know what I'm saying? The years will teach a different viewpoint on how things are. So, yes, it is different by way of, like, there's an increased rate of crime, but crime has always been out there. Things are going on now, and it's more pertinent to y'all because you got Twitter, you got Facebook, you got all these different avenues and the internet that came out in 2001. So y'all have all these things that will allow you to plug into what's going on all over the globe. Whereas we had beepers. You know what I'm saying? You hit me on my beeper, I call you back from a payphone.
Oh, my God.
We don't know that about what's going on with you. We don't know that. We don't know it. But the thing is, trust me, we went through it. We went through it just in a different way. They use a different lingo, but it's the same game. Like pimping. Pimping ain't changed. It ain't changed at all. It's just the faces that's different.
It's just different people
just the
doing
faces
it.
Are different. Right, it's the same game, the same old dusty worm having ass niggas will come up to young.
Some people be trying to slightly change it. Yo.
Outfit. You know what I'm saying? Tell you look.
Yeah.
What happened is just different. Instead of it happening now on what we call Stewart Avenue, they changed the name and now it's Metropolitan. Can y'all hear me? I heard that my mic might be fucked up. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
But yeah, the things haven't changed. Just the avenues or the names are different. But everything is still the same. You still have pimping. You still have a roundup of the young girls going on. That happened when we were younger.
You know, the difference is some of us, when we were younger, were right in the midst collecting that money, too, and that's the truth. I'm the one that's going to tell you how it was. Some of us were...
Hello?
And that's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Can I step in on this real quick?
Who is this speaking to me?
Oh, this is Anubis. How y'all doing?
Anubis. How you doing, bro? How you doing, man?
What's going on,
Hi, Anubis.
I want to comment on what, you know, about the youth and things like that. My thing is, a lot of the elders now, they still carry that slave junk. So when they need to get rid of that, because me personally, I'm a student. So I collect wisdom from everything. I don't care if it's a turtle walking up to me talking. I don't care if it's a rope. If they offering wisdom. I don't care. So I'm a collector.
I got one time to see a goddamn talking turtle, Shawty. It's a wrap. I'm gonna tell you about me.
Franklin,
I'm sorry.
Smoke the right blunt, the whole nature will talk to you. So my thing is, a lot of the elders, they feel like they know it all, so they try to hush up everything. And I noticed, outside of bishop's presence or Faye's presence, when they drop some knowledge and walk off, sometimes I'll still be there, and a lot of people don't want to accept what they got to say. They'll be like, oh, you know, he think he know it all. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're 2 years old. If you're speaking on something that I've been trying to figure out for the longest and it makes sense, I'm going to take it and study it. So I noticed that there's a lot of things that Bishop knows that I don't. There's things that I know that he don't know. And if we sit there and argue with each other, we ain't going to collect on what we need to collect on. Same thing with Faith, same thing with everybody else. We all, there's some, we links to a big, bigger puzzle. And we need to start, like, the elders need to start, you know, get that slave jump, because they feel like, a lot of them feel like it's like a battle against the youth and the elders, and it's not even like that. We look up, we don't have nothing really to look up to, so you got to earn our respect now, because you can't just be old and grow white hair and think we're supposed to kiss your feet. That's not how that goes.
It's like they more scared of us than wanting to drop knowledge now, more like, because like I was trying to talk to some OGs now up here. And it's just like they don't even mess with you. They ain't messing with the youth. They like, what's the problem? What's up? What you trying to do? What's up, man? No, man, keep it moving.
Yeah,
man, keep it moving.
See? Yeah, they
like,
are
it's just so
scared.
Crazy.
But
like
are.
My homie, like he just told, yeah, they just told me like two people getting killed a day up here, and like on the news, like somebody just got hit last night. Like it's all crazy up here, man. Somebody just got hit like was flying, like one of those stick figures.
Oh, wow.
Y'all
got cartoons and goddamn everything. Short buses,
talking turtles.
Land.
Man,
I'm telling you, it's live in this
moment. He couldn't call Jesus. He couldn't call nobody.
Don't y'all start.
I know he thinks about it when he waking up.
There it goes.
I know you gonna think about it though.
That's sad. That shows though the disconnect. That shows how disconnected the youth and the elders are. There should not be a disconnect there. There should not be. You know,
me
to the point where the elders won't even
give
the
information. That should be the
connection. Right.
They
didn't
got a lot of information.
That's where the connection is. And they holding all that information. It's like a bank holding all the money. Everybody's trying to make money. Everybody trying to make money to put in the bank. Well, I'm trying to get some knowledge to put in my bank. You know what I'm saying? And then
some of them ain't got information
to go through my knowledge.
But all the old people have to do is just guide us, really. Just guide
like,
us. We don't
like
really need anyone to tell us what to do.
Right. And it's like,
but I think that one
money,
of the things that
the
youth need to, I think, yeah, the money is about to crash. But I think what the youth also is not being taught is that, like, there are certain ways to present yourself to the elders. You know what I mean? We were taught to respect our elders, and, you know, I'm back in the day, so it don't matter what a grown person say, you get slapped in the mouth about five times before your dad get home. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, my guy vibrate.
You're going to be presentable when you come before the elders.
Somebody,
when you come before the elders.
Be a shortage
what happened?
Or something.
Huh? My mic went out again?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you clear.
Okay, I'm going to have to stand still like one of the mannequins out in Lenox. I ain't liking this shit at all. At all. This some bullshit old stiffness. This is good. Don't you start. I hear you. I'm trying to get through.
No, he not.
But when you go before the elders, you have to go in a way that they can handle it because you know they're from a different layer, of life. They're different, different level. So
it's
if
like
you
they
come before them, you wouldn't come with your pants sagging and expect them to hear you because you know they despise of it. You know what I mean? Even though they wore their pants the way they did theirs and backwards and all that crazy shit we used to do. But, you know, they can't handle it, so you go before
you
them showing.
You want to know what?
What?
That's on the elders. That's on the elders because the thing is, you know what I'm saying, with the whole Christians talking about taking me as I am, and speaking about Jesus, who's an elder, you know what I'm saying, who's up there, who's passed the degree. So you can't look at a baby with his diaper full and say that it ain't worth nothing. You got to take that diaper and you actually got to change it, you know what I'm saying? You actually got to make that baby feel welcome, you know what I'm saying? You're not dealing with people who all grew up with silver spoons. You're not dealing with people who care about what you got to say about their sagging pants. Because I know a couple people with their pants sagging, they got a whole lot of knowledge, and you just got to ask them about it. I can name it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not on the elders to tell us that it's a certain way that we have to look for them to give us information. It's on the elders to realize that if we didn't get the information because of what we were wearing, that it's their fault that the plant failed. It's always going to be on
you. And again, that's the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is that the youth have not been taught certain things. So for the elders to have an issue with it, when the youth have not been taught why or haven't been taught a certain way to do things, I don't think that part is fair. But I do accept the reality that when you go before certain people, you go away according to their custom if you want to show respect. And that's the thing. Some people don't want to show respect, and that's adults and youth. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just not with the respect thing at all, which helps to further widen the gap between us all. You know, the thing is, how do we pull that closer? You know, we don't yell at the youth for the way that they dress. Yes, we tell y'all all the time, look, you can read up on it where the sagging of the pants come in at. But look, if you pull your pants up, the adults going to find something else to say, and that's the truth about it. It's going to be
the
shoes. It's going to be the way you wear your hair. It's going to be something.
Nothing has been created for them,
though. So I think that
we
need to get beyond that. Right, I do agree, whereas when we were younger, we had certain things that were in existence for us. Certain things were put into place. We had game rooms. We met up at the skating rink. We did bowling tournaments. There were things that they're snatching from y'all now, and they don't leave anything for y'all to do.
Nothing has been created for them to want to actually have their pants pulled up. You know what I'm saying? Like, not just the arcade, not just the places for them to go. I'm talking about places for them to be, things for them to be. You know what I'm saying? We had to create, instead of just saying, yo, pull your pants up, you know what I'm saying? I knew somebody at McNair, they had this thing called 3M, you know what I'm saying? Men of McNair Middle. And they would actually have meetings where they dress up, you know what I'm saying? You give them something, you know what I'm saying? To be honest,
right.
It's deeper than pants sagging. That's a sign of rebellion. That's a sign of I don't care no more. So as soon as you see somebody with their pants sagging, you can see that they're not interested in anything you have to say. You have to make them interested. And I also would like to deal with the fact that many are taught and few are chosen. We're not here to say everybody. It's not about, you know what I'm saying, who doesn't want to listen. Because everybody heard the call. You got those few people that can make that role model happen. And then all of a sudden, you got a chain reaction. But it's going to take the ones that's ahead, take the ones that's in charge to realize it's on us anyway. It's on us if they don't have their pants up. It's on us if they got their pants below their ankles. It's on us if they in the showers.
Hey, in a minute, y'all gonna be wearing body paint only. I'm telling you, that's all y'all's naked asses gonna have on paint.
Socks only.
Draw some
new
shoes on you.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna be
and I know
naked with a gun in your hand.
It seems like it's a gap. It's not a gap. it's a misunderstanding.
It's a misunderstanding.
We got people that are separated. You know what I'm saying? Because you're choosing to be separated. You're choosing to say it's a gap between the young ones and the older ones. You're choosing that. You know what I'm saying? You choose it.
Right,
It's true because I hear it on both sides. I hear it from the youth and I hear it from the elders. I hear a lot from the elders because I'm around them a lot because they complain a lot to me about
it.
The
elders messed up.
No, I'm just saying that the reality is that is what they're saying, that there is a gap. There is a miscommunication when you can have family members that live right next door to you and you don't even go see them for years. There's a big-ass gap in between that.
That's on them, though. No, you know what I'm saying? You don't go see them. They didn't come see you, but you didn't take it upon yourself to go see them. It's going to take some initiative. That's all it's going to be. There ain't no time for no excuses no more. This is a day and time when ain't no more excuses. That's why I say you don't want me to leave because there's no excuses. There's no such thing as we lose unless you say we lose. You're not down till you're down. Even when you get knocked down, they give you a 10 count. What's the excuse? Get back up. All I'm saying to people, man, it's no excuse now. We know way too much. We done seen way too many struggles. We done seen the Martin Luther King's, Malcolm X's, and Dr. York's. What's the excuse now? We done seen it all. We done seen everything that they can do. We know every card that they gonna pull. We just keep letting them pull the same cards and playing the same hand. So it's not an elder thing. It's not a youth thing. It's a human being thing. We acting like humans. We acting like animals that don't know anything but instinct. You know what I'm saying? The quickest thing that happens, as soon as we hear about a fight, we get riled up and ready to fight, not realizing we're supposed to assess the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? You fighting each other. It ain't no race thing. It ain't none of that. It's initiative that's going to have to be taken. Man.
Hello?
That's all it is.
Right.
What just happened? Can y'all hear me on the line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Did this call drop, caller? You there? I can't hear you. I don't know if you hit mute or
everybody's
something
here.
Happened.
I think everybody here.
Is Anubis here? Anubis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Faye?
Okay. Faye's the one that stepped off.
I'm still here.
I have a question. Oh. How many people can't come? Because people are trying to get on, they was like, it's full.
I'm hearing that. I don't know. This is the first time I've ever had this to happen, but there are only six people on the line, and I know it should be able to. I only have five callers. There should be more than that able to come in here.
Yeah, people say it's like 5%.
It's full. That's the craziest thing. Let me see. 678-760, you on the line with me?
Uh-huh, it's me.
678-760. Okay, 678-857, you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, 770-873, you on the line?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but I tell you one thing, I'm definitely going to make sure that this doesn't happen for tomorrow's show. I am definitely going to buy in so that everybody can be on the line. I don't know what the issue is. There are only five callers on the line. That's crazy.
So really,
well, y'all, this show is about to end anyway, so I wanted to say we have about 10 minutes after the ending. We got about 10 minutes before they actually shut it down, but I know that a couple people wanted to say something. The young lady on the line, you wanted to say something?
I just told her that.
Oh, you was on FaceTime?
Yeah.
What
I told
she,
her.
What she said?
Did you want to say something?
Ray? Yes, hello.
Did you want to add something to the show? We only have about maybe 9 minutes left.
Not really. I was just saying, like, I mean, everybody just spoke what they said, everything that I was going to say, but I say it really starts off with trust first. You have to trust, like, parents want us to trust them, but they don't trust us. You have to be, to me, it should be a 50-50 type of trust thing. If you, you know how your child is, or, you know, parents are like, oh, I know you're going to do this. If you know me, then act like you know me and don't accuse me, you know, for something that you know I wouldn't do. So I feel like it should be trust 50-50 both ways. That's the only thing I had to say because everybody else said everything else.
Okay. Did anybody else want to add anything real quick?
Me. The elders need to pass the torch.
And so we have it. No, Gwen.
The elders need to pass the torch?
And the youth need to want to grab it. But I feel another thing is, you know, what Amari was saying, you know, few are chosen. If they're not going to listen to the call of the Most High, they definitely ain't trying to listen to what we trying to put out.
Right.
Unless something got to give. And it's, I think the people that are answering are the ones that we need. And that's all we need. Because the other people are just going to be followers. Because that's all they waiting for. You know, when Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X stuff was going on, all they was doing was following behind. When they died, the revolution died. We need them to know that we are leaders instead of, you know, because when one died, we still got the revolution alive. Instead of, oh, well, guess it's back to being slaves because we ain't powerful enough. Let's all be slaves, hold hands and protest. Like, you know what I'm saying? They ran to the cops and got on their knees. What did that do? Did that make the Grinch grow a big heart seeing you on your knees? That's where they want you. So I don't get
right.
We need to boycott. We need to stop trying to burn down our stuff because we too scared to go against the government. The government got the guns. We got the guns. You know what I'm saying? You kill somebody over a flag. You kill somebody over what they believe in. Kill the people that's actually turning everybody against each other. Maybe that'll help. You know what I'm saying? Give me an assault rifle. I'll do it my damn self. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
I got my arm. You can see that joint before you see my upside down crosses. You see my anarchy. That's the cause that I'm a die with. You know what I'm saying? So we don't need no government. We need each other to depend on. The government trying to kill us, let's kill the government. That's all. That's how I feel.
Amazing.
We're
going to
continue
this show. We're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to pick it up tomorrow. In case the show does cut off, because I think it will eventually cut off, we're going to do it again tomorrow at 11. That's for when the phones do shut down. So we can pick up, because I'm interested in knowing what y'all think we can do, you know, so that maybe we can start actualizing some of these things and talk about what it is that the youth need, you know. And I think I'm going to dedicate a night to just y'all so y'all can discuss these types of situations, because a lot of voices of the youth I don't think are being heard. At least that's what I'm feeling. You know what I mean?
Right.
That everybody is not having a voice, so I'm going to open it up so that y'all have a voice and we can bring forward whatever situations y'all have that y'all are dealing with. You can bring it on the line and we can talk about it. So tomorrow we're going to pick up at 11 o'clock. Somebody had a real loud background. If y'all can mute your background. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock we're going to pick up again and just talk more on this particular topic. And I'll make sure that everybody that's trying to get in can get in.
Okay.
How much time do we have left now?
I don't know. The actual show has ended, but they haven't cut me off yet. So maybe about 5 more minutes. I haven't quite timed it yet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have it down to a science. But and I also have a chat room, too, I'm going to open up so that we can actually, for people who can't get on the phone line, they can go to blogtalkradio.com /Five Mothers Incorporated. And they can get on through that way. So I'll have all that open up so we can communicate.
Right. So I guess I'll just say this topic for tomorrow then.
Did I hear about the what? We still on.
It was actually white people who was running the NAACP. Two white females.
Yes. We will definitely talk about that too tomorrow. The founder herself is a white lady, so with the president pretending to be a black woman, it can't be a shocker. You know, now maybe everybody will see that the NAACP was never set up for us. It was only set up to help keep us slaves. Maybe now we can look into it. How can something that's for us be handed by the ones that's suppressing us? It's not possible. That's not a system that will ever work, and nor has it ever worked for us.
That's crazy. Niggas ain't American Caucasian people.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck do you mean?
Hey,
ain't American Caucasian people.
Okay.
They want to be us so bad because we're the original ones. You know what I mean? They trying. That's what this whole evolution thing, theory and all that crap is. They're trying.
Right.
But they're
right.
not going to be able to do it because y'all ain't having it. Y'all ain't having that. Y'all are not going to allow them to replace y'all images with theirs. Right. So, yeah, we're going to cover it tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and tap out on this war song. And another thing I'm going to offer to the youth, any artists that have music, you can submit the music to me, MP3, and I'll run your, you know, everybody who sends it in will choose somebody and we'll run your music for that week. You know what I'm saying? If you're chosen, you get to send me whatever it is you have, and I'll run your music for that week. There's no charge so that you can have people, you know what I'm saying, have exposure to your song. So all your artists, you can forward your music to me at divinemothers@yahoo.com. That's D-I-V-I-N-E, mothers, at yahoo.com. Or send me a message at Blog Talk Radio. And then let me know, you know what I'm saying, and I'll run y'all music.
Right.
All right, so join me tomorrow, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
Night. All right, join me tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We're going to do this thing again. I'm going to have this shit operable. I'm going to get this thing. All right. Everybody have a good night. I enjoyed the damn show. And we're going to leave you with this music right here.
I enjoyed you guys, too.
Tommy and Billy and Judy and Edna, we on these cruise to get better. I swear I'm hot off the top like a Lucifer sweater. I'm the Medusa beheader. Promise my ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. I just met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream on my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like stewing instead of turning the other cheek. We gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. And we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets. Because
that war. We got bullets, we got guns, that's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs, that's that war. We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. So don't come around these slums, let's you on war. You on war, you on war, you on war.
We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. Better not come around these.
party. All my niggas animals, cause we grew up in safari. We turn parties, we turn shows, rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour through these slums. They left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal like Grand Theft. Niggas pets, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. If this is where we dropping bombs, Atlanta stand, I waste some time.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. Got that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. Got that war. We got swords on our tongues. Got that war. So don't come around this slum unless you want war.
Sound like popcorn in the microwave.